Welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. It's been a hectic day. I hope yours was pleasant. Mine was awesome. Started this morning, 3 a.m. Pacific time. Actually, it's Hawaii time. It was 9 o'clock Pacific. No, 6 o'clock. Yeah, time zones are all... See, that's what kind of a day it was for me? I'll tell you. At any rate, this is the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len, and we're going to talk a little bit about today, vaccine magic. I started my day, as I was just mentioning, with Joyce Riley on the Power Hour on Genesis Communications Network, and I hope we have some listeners today and this evening from that show. We thank you so much, Joyce and Dave Von Kleist, for being such wonderful hosts and producing our fabulous program this morning. If you happen to catch that, then you were blessed. I was certainly blessed to be the person being interviewed, and that the tape from that, the MP3 file, we're going to be receiving, I understand, today, and I will be getting that over to Don Newsom over at BBS Radio Central, and we will be posting that archive. It was a wonderful show. It was on Walk on Water, the new book, Walk on Water. And if you haven't read Walk on Water, it's awesome in terms of the new revelations. It's groundbreaking. It's astonishing. It's uplifting. It deals with the perfect circle of sound. Did you ever know there was a perfect circle of sound? You know, it's a funny thing that that's so, that the Creator says in the beginning, I was there in the beginning, I was there at the end. You know, I am the Yud Heh Vav Heh. I am the Tetragrammaton, and essentially all of the sacred geometry that has to do with our physical reality. Everything is based on sacred geometry, and it turns out that's all based on a perfect matrix of mathematics. And that is the sound. Of course, in the beginning there was the Creator, the Word, and the water. And it was the word or sound frequencies of mathematics on water that produced everything. Well, that was what the show was about today. And we had a very large response from the Power Hour with Joyce Riley and Dave Von Kleist. If you ever get a chance to listen to Genesis Communications Network and Joyce and Dave's Power Hour show, it is a blessing, and I think you'll greatly appreciate it. Welcome everyone from that show that's listening to bbsradio.com tonight. Again, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Up front, I want to thank a couple of our sponsors so that you know who's really behind the scenes making this thing happen. I mentioned Don Newsom over at BBS Radio Central. Without Don, none of this would be taking place. Don has a huge heart. He's desiring, as we are, as our colleagues are, Dr. Fred Bell, myself, as well as Joyce Riley, Dave Von Kleist, to make a big difference in the world that is in great need of leadership, need of education and awareness, enlightenment, consciousness, and that peace and love. You know that whole scene. Well, that's largely the message in the Walk on Water material. And the core creative frequency within this perfect circle of sound happens to be love. Happens to be the 528 hertz frequency. So there's a little preview. But I want to thank Don, BBS Radio. Join us every Tuesday at, let me get these times right. We are 9 o'clock Pacific, 12 midnight East Coast. And where I am right now in Hawaii, it is 6 o'clock. So that's the time zone differences. And, again, East Coast midnight, 9 o'clock Pacific, and Hawaii, 6 o'clock, and we are on Tuesday nights, and it's called the Insight Hour. Now, I wanted to talk about vaccine because vaccines have been in the media quite a bit this past week, and I've prepared something that we've just mailed out to everyone on our email list. That gives me an opportunity to share another great supporter, our premier supporting organization. Without your support, without buying the books and tapes and educational materials that we put out as a nonprofit educational organization, then we would be nowhere. So I want to thank you up front, and I want to thank the people at HealthyWorldDistributing.com, which is where you can sign up to be on our email list, and you can get updates, everything from vaccine updates to the Walk on Water summary reports, as well as we keep up on health science and U.S. government cover-up investigations that we report on frequently. And so if you haven't gotten on our email list in our network database, then go to HealthyWorldDistributing.com. That's healthy, all one word now, HealthyWorldDistributing.com. And you'll see on the right-hand side of the homepage a little place for you to enter in your email address. We're not interested in the data. We're not interested in your age. We're not interested in how much money you make, like a lot of other places request that information. We're really only interested in whether you're interested. And if you're interested in getting some great material, such as what I'm going to be sharing with you tonight, I just had colleagues who are in charge, Dwayne Robbins, who I want to thank in a minute also for his support for the Inside Out of this programming. But he had sent out, he arranged with colleagues like John Holub, who's been our LifeWave team, to send out these mailings periodically, and that I think it's a great service that everybody is doing for your behalf, for your children's behalf, and that I want to thank those folks. Those folks, as I mentioned, are the LifeWave team. LifeWave, if you're not aware of it, it's a very fascinating nanotechnologically based patches of water. Water is miraculous. That's why the book Walk on Water is so fascinating, because the subject matter is absolutely astonishing, that water is the matrix of the DNA, genetics, and everything happens. Literally, your physical body precipitates or crystallizes in a quantum field virtually by the sound of the heavenly creator playing love songs, uplifting, hey, not simply you as an egocentric human being, not you personally, of course, but, you know, we humans tend to be in our heads a lot. We think we're real hot. You know, we think we're the domineering species on the planet. You know, if you ever really think that way, you should go for a swim with the dolphins or the whales, the cetacea, those beings in the ocean, which, by the way, the water is so much more conductive than air, it's no wonder they have far better communication skills than we do as human beings, and are far more spiritually evolved, apparently, in, at least in terms of their loving behavior. Anyway, that's another subject matter, but the fact is that your DNA is surrounded by water. When you actually go into a pool of water, and I just had a wonderful 20-minute little recess from a busy day. I spent about 5 minutes in the steam vents, Hawaii's only lava-heated steam sauna. Here's a website for you, www.steamventin.com. That's STEAMVENTINN.com. That's where we're broadcasting from this evening. It's a magnificent place. We actually call it the Kingdom of Heaven in the Hawaiian Holy Land. And the Creator's Rainbow Spa has Hawaii's only lava-heated steam saunas and a geothermally heated warm pool. It was really hot tonight because we had a pretty sunny day. It didn't rain. We get a lot of rain here. We get 170 inches a year, and it's fabulous. That's on average, and it's fabulous to have that. In fact, we lovingly call this place the rainy side of heaven. You can do so much with rain because, again, this is sacred fluid. It's water, which is incredible. And if you want to see how incredible this particular water is with regard to rebirthing or rejuvenating and sustaining human beings, it's the most pure rainwater on the planet mixed with the breath of the earth. I kid you not. Lava-heated steam rising 150 feet in the air is what I'm looking at right now. And that you're surrounded by this, so it's naturally therapeutic just from the breath and the water. You have water that you're drinking and breathing in. And the pictures of this, we have a very wonderful colleague. I believe he's a hero. He is probably one of the foremost humanitarians on the planet, as active as he is. He has 2 New York Times bestsellers, and he is the featured entertainer, or let's say he's at least the featured star of the movie What the Bleep Do We Know. His name is Dr. Masaru Emoto, and he is the genius behind the structured water photography, the crystallization patterning that you can photograph in cold labs that he has in Japan and elsewhere. And he photographed our incredible water here on the Big Island of Hawaii, the steam. He, both the hot pool water as well as the steam, the breath of the earth, And if you want to see something absolutely astonishing, and it's pretty much for your eyes only because we haven't really released it yet, but it's research advancing, and since your guests and listeners are our Insight Hour, here's a little insight for you. If you go to that website I mentioned a couple minutes ago, that's www.steamventinn.com, and you do a slash forward off of that, and then you put in Breath of the Earth. That's four little words, breath, B-R-E-A-T-H, then underscore, of, underscore, the, underscore, earth. And then you click enter. You'll get to the research results of Dr. Imoto's study, which is unbelievable in that here on the Big Island of Hawaii, it has a lore to this place. The native Hawaiians believe that this is clearly a holy land and that the kahunas, the ancient ones, the keepers of the wisdom of ancient Hawaii, believe that the Big Island of Hawaii has the umbilical cord stretching from the top of the Taiyas Mountain here, and it goes to the extent of the universe, that they believe that the birth of the universe occurred right from this island. Now, how's that for an interesting theory? Well, you know what? You know, we would probably, most of us would scoff at that idea, particularly if you're not Hawaiian. But when you look at the pictures and the photography that Dr. Imoto shared of these water crystals, and don't forget, his two books, his national bestsellers, actually New York Times bestsellers, and that's even more sales than a national bestseller, such as my book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. You have to sell a lot of books to get a New York Times bestseller. Dr. Imoto has two of them, and they're called The Message in Water, or The Hidden Messages in Water, and one of his subtitles is Love Thyself is the Message in Water. And the message in this water, the breath of the earth, you'll be astonished to see, has a picture of a fetus and an umbilical cord. It has pictures of virtually what it would look like under a microscope of a fallopian tube and a uterus and a vagina. This is within structured water molecules, folks. I kid you not. You've got to take a look at these pictures. You know, pictures tell a thousand words, and I'm simply not doing them justice. Check out the photographs. You'll be absolutely amazed at, again, steamventin.com/forward breath of the earth. And then you'll see why it is that we're here in Hawaii on a creationistic research mission. Because this whole venue here, this is for the science of creationism. That's the purpose of what we are doing here at the Steam Vet Mission in the Kingdom of Heaven, we call it. And you're welcome to come visit us and join us here. It's a non-profit, educational, non-denominational, spiritual healing ministry that owns this delightful property and allows us, supports us, and nurtures us to be able to do this kind of research, which shows how we should have awe over the earth and over the water. And instead of it polluting it and trashing it, we really need to be honoring it. So a little bit of message there from the great people as co-sponsors of our work, steamventinn.com and healthyworlddistributing.com. There's where you can get a variety of different books, tapes, CDs, DVDs, the healthcare products. As a matter of fact, you know, I didn't have too much to eat all day, and I did a lot of physical labor today. It's magnificent to work outside here in Hawaii and on this rainy side of heaven. On a sunny day like this, you actually miss the rain a little bit because it's refreshing, particularly when you're like mowing lawns or doing gardening work. But the beauty of this place is that you get a chance to sweat a lot. You sweat out the toxins, and you basically get very hungry, laboring very hard with a lot of love. And I was very hungry, and I came in, and it was just a couple minutes before the top of the hour, and I had about 2 minutes to make a fruit smoothie made with my staple, my Green Harvest formula. And if you haven't tried Green Harvest, you want to lose maybe 10 pounds over a period of 2 weeks, do nothing except substitute a morning meal with a fabulously delicious tasting, fabulously nutritious food supplement. It's actually a whole food. It's really, that's what it is. It's not really a supplement. It's just a really good solid food. Now, the primary ingredient is amaranth. Amaranth is an herb seed type of grain that the ancient Aztecs and Mayans lived off of that and virtually water alone. So that's what I made, and that's what I'm running on right now, top-of-the-line fuel. And it's easy to make. It's very good tasting. I made it. I mixed it up and formulated it so my children would enjoy it. And indeed, this is probably now, it's gotten the reputation over the last decade as being probably the most, foremost, or certainly one of the best tasting of all the green food supplements or foods in the marketplace. So make a fruit smoothie made with Green Harvest, and it'll set you right. Having said that, I want to again mention that this LifeWave group has taken a little break now. We're going to be usually on Wednesday nights. Usually tomorrow we were doing another Inside Hour show sponsored by LifeWave. We've taken the summer off, and we will be back in September with that. But I want to thank Dwayne Robbins and John Holub. If you have any desire to get some information about LifeWave patch technology, the energy patches, also weight loss patches, as well as sleep patches and even facelift patches that the company is developing now based on the nanotechnology and the miraculous capacity of water to transmit frequencies and actually have physiological effects without side effects, without risks of drug addiction. Well, that's LifeWave company, and that's the patches. You can call Dwayne at 503-643-8777. He's our team leader for LifeWave. That number again is 503-643-8777. And last but not least, before I get to the issue on my front burner tonight on vaccine magic, I want to just give you the toll-free number for Healthy World. Again, if you're not on the Internet, then a lot of people aren't. You would be amazed how many people still haven't made the choice. And some folks just are challenged in one way or another, such as they're blind or they have difficulty getting around, and so they can't have the movements required to work on the keyboard, etc. So the toll-free number to call for a live person to speak with is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. You can ask for Jackie, and Jackie will take care of your needs with regard to ordering Green Harvest or the book, The Walk on Water, or any other of the healthcare products and educational materials that we have produced. Well, having said that, let's get on to the subject for tonight. And then I'd also like to give out, there is a toll-free number for BBS Radio that is toll-free international, that if you have a question or comment about tonight's program or really anything that we've talked about in the past, then do go online at bbsradio.com. That's blog in service, radio, and www.bb, that's Boy Boy Sam, bbsradio.com is how to get there. There are archived shows. Don has been doing an excellent job in archiving the Inside Hour and a host of other very intelligent and articulate hosts that work with the BBS Radio Network, and that we're very excited about the growth that we've been engaging in, and we hope to have many, many years of continued success with your support. So you can call this number to ask any questions and go online to get the archive shows. The number toll-free is 877-876-5227. So, and by the way, we're pretty informal over here, so what's going to happen if you call that number typically? Don will just interrupt me, we will then simply stop what I'm doing and invite you to ask your question or give whatever your comment you have to share with our audience. Really, we're kind of like a family here. It's a mom-pa operation. You know what that is. Let's talk about vaccines for a minute. I'm going to share with you what we just mailed out, and it's kind of like an op-ed piece or a commentary. It's titled Vaccine Magic, The Grand Finale. It deals with the future of civilization in 21st century medicine. According to the authorities, rests with vaccinations. And this is also the line of the drug industrialists. Now, here's an opposing view by yours truly that I hope you'll appreciate. You ever go see a magic act, magicians do their thing? Magicians do sleight of hand routines. Now you see it, now you don't. Theirs is a deceptive trade, you know. You watch the act at hand. It moves very rapidly, and it fools you every time. Before their trick, they bait you with what appears real and solid. You know you're not a fool, but you're left wondering, how did that happen? Vaccine magic is performed consistently by the mainstream media with very similar consequences and very similar techniques. You're going to like this. Spin doctors, in this case, and medical deities weave webs of deception that only sorcerers might suspect. Vaccines are heralded as cancer cures, required for frightening flus, vital for children's health, and scientifically certified as risk-free. And by the way, that was what filled the media, various newspapers and magazines. This week, Newsweek had its feature on autism, autistic spectrum disorder, which if you've really studied up on that, you know the mercury in the vaccinations far exceeding the Environmental Protection Agency's toxic dose limits certainly has a major role to play in the neurological impairment of our nation's youth. At any rate, people grab the bait. Now here's a quote from the LA Times this week. A federal advisory panel recommended that the Food and Drug Administration approve a vaccine that has been shown to prevent cervical cancer, the second most prevalent cancer among women worldwide. Now, the LA Times article was interestingly picked up by newspapers nationwide. The story, however, did not explain the many certified causes of cancer, including lifestyle risks, you know, the acidifiers, caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, and red meats typically acidify your body and cause cancer. It didn't talk about that. It didn't talk about the foreign genetic materials being injected into humanity's bloodstreams via the vaccines. Didn't talk about that at all. This bait said, quote, the FDA almost always follows the recommendations of its advisory panels and is expected to do so in this case. Now, I went to see The Shaggy Dog, rated G this week, with my 11-year-old daughter. The villain, get this, lusting for wealth and power, developed a human vaccine for longevity by mutating animals. He said, the FDA is never a problem that money can't handle. That's a quote, folks, right out of the movie. Quote, the FDA is never a problem that money can't handle. My laugh was tempered by the long list of FDA-approved drugs and previous vaccines for polio, smallpox, anthrax, Lyme disease, hepatitis B, and more, condemned by class-action lawsuits. Hideously impaired people sued, and ultimately it got so much attention that the FDA, the federal drug advocates, they had to pull these vaccines from the market, and then, of course, now others have been substituted. Speaking for their cervical cancer vaccine, this new cervical cancer vaccine that they were talking about, Cecil Richards, president of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America, that's PPFA for short, said, it is, quote, this is a quote, it is common sense, good medicine, and a groundbreaking step forward in the fight against cancer. This vaccine is, he says. You know, odd, I thought. Planned Parenthood traditionally plans population control, not cancer prevention. Richards, in fact, presides over the world's second leading proponents of population reduction. In recent publications, PPFA heralded its collaboration in drug trials with the Population Council of the City of New York, involving RU-486, the abortion pill. following years of violating the health of millions of women with under-the-skin progestin implants called Norplant. These same parties now advance RU4, 86. You know, when you 86 something, it means you get rid of it. You trash it, or you disappear it. Are you interested in disappearing life? These people obviously are. These family and population planners seek ways of getting rid of, quote, excess, end quote, humans. Financially influenced as they are by Rockefeller's leading petrochemical pharmaceutical institutions, history shows these powerful population planners consistently working to manage global eugenics. The science, that is, of racial hygiene and ethnic cleansing, desperately seeking ways to control excess populations, how do you suppose they might magically disappear half of us, now targeted for elimination? Meanwhile, Newsweek, and the same day Honolulu Star Bulletin, said direct injection of mercury known to be neurologically toxic while in vaccines has little, if anything, to do with the skyrocketing rates of brain damage called autism in our nation's youth? What? What? Through their message affiliate, MSNBC, researchers from Cambridge University, a virtual central intelligence agency for governing royalty, encourage you to test yourself for this mysterious mind blindness. Why would magicians want to extinguish mind blindness? To solve this mystery, Occam's razor is not prescribed. Occam's razor states the simplest explanation for anything is usually correct. Magicians don't want you to look here, especially with vaccine magic. The skyrocketing rates of neurological disease in our children, coinciding in time with accumulating heavy metals and toxic chemicals injected with vaccines, far exceeding, as I mentioned, the Environmental Protection Agency's own toxic dose limits, they say has nothing to do with vaccine poisoning. The medical serpent slithering that tells you that. Now you see it, now you don't. Hawaii's governor, Linda Lingle, is not immune to these tricks of magic. Medical organizations nationwide have urged her to, quote, this is from the Honolulu Star Bulletin, May 19, 2006, quote, veto a bill, it's Senate Bill 2133, that would ban vaccines with any mercury, except, of course, they tell you, in cases of shortage. Her compliance is assured as medical deities tell us important mercury-preserved vaccines are in short supply. Using words carefully chosen and echoed internationally by health officials, State Health Department Deputy Director Dr. Linda Rosen said, quote, our concern is this will make more people afraid of immunizations and reluctant to immunize their children. Now, the audience doesn't perceive the deception. The difference between vaccination and immunization. Immunization is not man-made toxin injection. It is the natural body-guarding response to foreign proteins and germs, the most lethal of which have been transmitted to humanity through contaminated vaccines and blood supplies. Classic immunology draws an important distinction between these two terms. Casually substituting immunization, as they do, for the word vaccination mystifies the masses. More accurately, in reality, vaccinations cause hypersensitizations. Simply put, white blood cell bodyguards begin to attack far more than desired when you get vaccinated. Myriad autoimmune diseases and childhood injuries result from vaccinations, warns package inserts, rarely studied by the medical deities. But pseudoscientists and ignorant health officials confuse this matter with the immunization misnomer. Similarly, they repeat the myth that vaccines, not improvements in hygiene and nutrition, they tell you, caused the great reduction or the disappearance, elimination of the deadly human infectious diseases. Not true. I can tell you, I studied at Harvard, I graduated Harvard School of Public Health in 1982, and up until 1985, the truth was told that it was the improvements in our food and our hygiene and our diet, the hygiene and nutrition that was brought about the great disappearance of infectious diseases off of planet Earth. But these are crucial tricks now of the public health trade. The American Academy of Pediatrics, AAP, Allied Medical Associations, and, get this, Kaiser Permanente, oppose Hawaii Senate Bill 2133. Their audience doesn't see the revolving door between prestigious AAP pharmaceutical prostitutes, our medical associations profiteering as drug dealers, and their common markets developed from diseases induced by vaccinations, including numerous cancers, autoimmune diseases, HIV/AIDS, hepatitis C, and more. The list is too long for this program. Add to this unholy alliance, Kaiser Permanente, America's leading vaccine testing institution, organizationally rooted in the genocidal practice of eugenics for white Anglo-American supremacy. Now, you might think, what is he talking about? This is foolish heresy. Or is it reality? Before your imagination runs wild considering my view of vaccine magic, consider Kaiser's history with the Rockefeller family cooperatively pioneering managed care in America, along with the Kaiser Institute for Eugenics, Anthropology, and Human Heredity in pre-Nazi Germany. In essence, these contemporary powers spearheaded Hitler's racial hygiene program, its genetic experiments for unnatural selection, and propaganda methods in advancing their master race. Everything has changed, you say, today. Maybe not. Victims then, think about it, were persuaded to enter gas chambers for public health. They were told they were going in to take showers for disinfection. Come get your free vaccines today for public health and infection prevention. But officials assure us, today, you say, vaccines are safe and effective. You know, here's a quote. If you tell a lie long enough, eventually it'll be believed as truth. Hitler said that. And the greater the lie, the more people will believe it. Are today's hospitals and school-based vaccination policies kin to the concentration camps of yesteryear? Given the magnitude of this issue, you don't have to judge it at this point, right or wrong. But given the magnitude of this issue, these are our children. These are our humanity's bloodstream. This is the future of generations, if not life, given the genetic manipulations ongoing on this planet. This is the future of civilization, if not the entire living entity called planet Earth. The future of our planet rests on whether or not we're doing the right thing here. So given the magnitude of this issue, don't you think it might be prudent to view who might be pulling the strings behind stage and ask some serious questions? In fact, it would be radical to do less. Doctors, nurses, and public health pundits rarely consider who or what's behind the curtain. Blind bias says what I'm telling you now is heresy. They never learn this history. Not foolish conspiracy theory, but a living dynasty. Largely because the Rockefellers established a monopoly over American medicine, public health, and academic programming as early as last century's 1920s. Have you seen the movie Manchurian Candidate? There's been two versions of it. There's been a recent version of it that you can get in your DVD store today. Medical deities may be likewise well-trained assassins, clueless of their lethal actions and the diabolical jobs they perform for their shadow governors. Viewed under this microscope, such malfeasance and political corruption are tricks vaccine magicians prefer not revealed about their trade. Here's the grand finale. Of course, we want to save the best for last, don't we? A few years ago, among his final acts, Lance Burton made a 330,000-pound stealth bomber disappear on primetime television. The mirage involved hundreds of military and civilian personnel, each performing with limited knowledge of the total scheme. The camera never blinked. The aircraft disappeared nonetheless. Now, near the Bible's end, with the final world war afflicting terrorized humanity, great plagues erupt along with weather changes and natural disasters. Pharmaceutical magicians are then indicted, literally indicted, in older Bible versions of Revelation 18:23. They're indicted for hypnotizing the planet's mystified masses. This pagan deception kills, in the book of Revelation, billions of people who put their faith and trust in lesser deities. A third of all life on planet Earth disappears as a result of the magician's economic and geopolitical poisonings. If you were to write the grand finale for a movie called Vaccine Magic, especially after hearing this program, how would your version end? Here's my version. Set in tropical Hawaii, natives are decimated. Less than 8,000 native Hawaiians remain currently. The year is 2006. Of originally hundreds of thousands of native Hawaiians, right now, May 2006, less than 8,000 native Hawaiians remain on the Hawaiian Islands. Anglo-American culture has afflicted them like a plague. Immigrants fare a little better here. Economically privileged citizens neglect ancient wisdom and their moral roots. They grow stressed, demoralized, and diseased by their addictions to spiritually constraining, ecologically unsustainable living. The ocean here is crying, and its life is dying. Traditional strength in aloha ohana, that is, the loving family, is replaced by an engrossing virtual reality projected by a controlled media promoting individualism, immorality, lust for sex, social dominance, and drug delirium. This infuses all pastimes and pleasures now, doesn't it? As this magical distraction and trance state spreads, the government, directed from the shadows by demonic humanoids, grows in power and possessions. Sovereign spiritual temples, children's bodies, a decree to state properties, philosophical and religious exemptions to vaccinations, blood testing, genetic tracking, and microchipping are all terminated. Access to schools and workplaces are blocked pending compliance with state, quote, immunization, end quote, statutes. In the final scene, a flu fright or bioterrorist attack is loosed by the shadow governors. People line up like sheep to the slaughter for their, quote, required immunizations, end quote, and FDA, of course, approved drugs. The frenzy provides opportunity for government orders for medical microchips produced by the Digital Angel Corporation. That's for real, folks. To be seeded into the population. Most government officials and medical operatives are unaware of the total scheme, just like they were unaware in supporting Lance Burton's disappearance of a 330,000-pound stealth bomber. They were given information on a need-to-know basis only, and that's how it's done in government as well. The company's literature, that is, the Digital Angel Corporation's literature, decrees these, quote, sensors as beneficial in identifying, monitoring, and if necessary, incapacitating, quote, high-value assets, end quote, including, quote, pets, fish, poultry, humans, and livestock. Interesting how we fall between poultry and livestock, especially given the fact that we're dealing with mass decimation of the poultry from the alleged bird flu, and on the other side of the humans, livestock, we're looking at decimation of the populations from mad cow disease. But the company's hair-sized microchips are dispensed, along with the vaccinations, in military-style operations. Recipients are told they are lucky to get these treatments, given their, quote, limited supply, end quote. Soon thereafter, the medical biochips are triggered, as viewed in the new release of Mission Impossible. That's Mission Impossible 3, folks. If you're interested, go see it. What you'll see there is that the microchips, the biochips implanted, are used beyond for the radio frequency identification or surveillance. They're used for terminating people that don't comply with what the boss or bosses, the shadow governors, want. So the millions of lucky persons who accept these medical biochips will die, consistent with what the Book of Revelation decrees. And the survivors, anyone who takes the chip, are terminally enslaved. Well, that's vaccine magic for you, folks. That's the grand finale, and that's located right now. You can get a copy. You can download a copy of Vaccine Magic, the Grand Finale by Dr. Len Horowitz on the following website. It's my official website. It is drlenhorowitz.com. That's www.dr, that's D-R, all one word, D-R-L-E-N-H-O-R-O-W-I-T-Z, drlenhorowitz.com. And you'll find a lot of excellent articles that we've been posting over the last couple weeks. We do in the site, and it's a great resource for you to check out what this person has been up to for the last almost 10 years now. Another really fascinating section of the drlenhorowitz.com website that you may be interested in, I want to draw your attention to, is the press room. Go into the press room and check out the different selections of files. One particular one is interesting, called the anthrax file. Check out the anthrax file, and you'll see what it is and who it is and what they're about that's underlying the anthrax vaccine, the tragedies that have accrued as a result of injection from this poisonous vaccination, particularly of our military personnel. And beyond that, look at the anthrax mailings, which was a medical bioterrorist mystery that could have easily been solved. In fact, yours truly, virtually single-handedly, I think the only other person that really gave me a lot of support was good old Mike Rupert, and that pretty much combined, or at least what Mike presented, gave me the final icing on the cake for nailing the Battelle Memorial Institute in West Jefferson, Ohio, and the Central Intelligence Agency as the premier sources and suspects for this particular unique strain of the anthrax that was mailed. We're talking about serial homicide, folks, but you know what? That's a tale by comparison to what they did in 9/11 now, isn't it? There was only 6 deaths associated with the mailings. How many thousands of people lost their lives in New York? So www.drlenhorowitz.com is another great resource, another awesome resource for archived educational articles is tetrahedron.org. That's www.tetrahedron, tetrahedron.org. And by the way, here's a little bit of history. We started the company in 1978. We did a seminar. My colleagues and I did a seminar with Bucky Fuller, R. Buckminster Fuller, genius and humanitarian who designed the geodesic domes, and told us, you know, with his data, this is 78, 1978, folks. That gives my age away a bit. And Bucky said, you know, with the disappearance of the natural resources on the planet and the trashing of this planet, if you're a humanitarian, like Bucky said he was, and we know he is, he certainly proved that, he says, you got to go do it now. Don't wait. Get out there. Do something good for the planet. Do something good for saving this planet and saving life on this planet. This was 1978. So we left that and we started, based on what he taught us, the company, nonprofit educational publishing company called Tetrahedron Publishing Group. And you can go online to www.tetrahedron.org. It's an organization. It's not a .com, it's a .org. And Bucky taught us that the basic structure of the physical universe was the tetrahedron. It's actually the most stable structure, he said, in the physical universe, the tetrahedron. Now, I really didn't understand that until the book Walk on Water fully. But we named our company after that, Tetrahedron, and it's a four-sided equilateral triangular structure that can withstand forces in any direction, just like the geodesic domes can, those octagonal-shaped structures, those domes. And if you look at a dandelion, when it goes to seed, very carefully, you'll see a bunch of little tetrahedron structures in the seeds. So this is kind of like a dome structure, and you see this is a natural form. It has intelligent design to withstand forces of wind in all directions equally and very well. And interestingly enough, with the book Walk on Water, what you'll learn is that the water molecule, of course, the Creator's name, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, says, I am that I am. He told Moses this in the burning bush, at the burning bush. I am that I am. I am the tetragrammaton. Now, that's the structure of the tetrahedron, isn't it? Tetragrammaton, the tetrahedron. It's the four-sided equilateral triangular structure. That's a pyramid. It looks like a pyramid when you see it sitting on a table. And at any rate, that is also the molecular structure of water. In fact, the sacred geometry of the Star of David is based on that same tetrahedral structure, and they mesh, they go into three-dimensional space, and they intertwine, and they revolve, and they form not only the Star of David or Solomon's seal, which is in the ancient days considered, and in fact you can look it up in Webster's Dictionary, it's called Solomon's seal. Look it up. They tell you it's an amulet. That's the structure, a physical structure for the prevention of infectious diseases and fevers, to reduce fevers, says Webster's Dictionary. Very interesting. So the water contains that tetrahedral structure, which is the Creator's name, and part of the Creator's name, of course, tetragrammaton, and identity, and the name also says to breathe is to exist. Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, literally translated, means to breathe is to exist, implies the very vital importance of oxygen, the concept that the Creator got Adam off the ground by breathing the breath of life into Adam. The word respiration, re-spiritualization, is in that word. How about inspiration, bringing in that spirit? That's what the element number 8, the infinity sign, oxygen by no accident, is that element. And of course, the other vitally important element, if you read Dr. Fred Bell's excellent book, the book talks about the element number 1, hydrogen. You combine element number 1, hydrogen, with the element number 8, oxygen, and you've got the hydroxyl group, which adjusts pH, body chemistry, and makes your body temple impregnable against the infectious diseases. That's exactly right. No chronic diseases, in fact. Cancers included. Arthritic conditions. All sorts of problems. The autoimmune diseases. Yeast infections. All of these problems depend on an acidified body temple. Too much H pluses. If you add a couple buffers, like OHs, hydroxyl groups, suddenly now you buffer your body and you alkalinize and those diseases disappear. How simple. The medical deities never learned that, and they for sure wouldn't want you to know about it. Ruin their business. But that's how simple our Creator is. And it really is in the name. The Bible tells you, remember the name. Remember the Creator's name. Keep it holy. That's why there's so much meaning in the name. And Fred Bell's book is an excellent resource, by the way, if you want to learn about the power of hydrogen and what it does. And in the book, DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, Fred was kind enough, generous enough, to give us permission to place sections from his book, Crystals of Light, into the book, DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, so that we could understand hydrogen and the resonance that it picks up and the importance that it plays. Now, Dr. Fred Bell has a program just before the Inside Hour, just before this show, on bbsradio.com that you should tune into every single week. Make it a point to start by listening to Fred's program. Fred is an absolute genius. There's no question in my mind. In fact, it's taken me years sometimes. Fred tells me one thing, and I go, man, this guy's totally out to lunch. I can't understand what word this guy is saying. And then about 4 or 5 years later, I mature with a little bit of knowledge, and all of a sudden, I wake up one morning or somebody says something or I read something, and I go, holy smoke, that's what Fred Bell was talking about. Can you believe that? And I'll give Fred a call and go, Fred, you're a genius. And he'll go into something else that's probably 10, 15 years ahead of my time, and I'm typically about 5 to 10 years ahead of most people's time. So, Fred, you're operating out there. We love you, and we want people to listen to you. So listen to Fred Bell on bbsradio.com. Check it out. Check out all the wonderful hosts of various shows on the roster that Don has put together, and give Don a call every once in a while and thank him for the fine work that he's doing. Well, we're just about out of time. Again, let me thank Dwayne Robbins, John Holland from the LifeWave Group. Again, if you want to get any information on LifeWave, call the number 503-643-8777. TheHealthyWorldDistributing.com. Get the product Green Harvest. Do as I do. I'll tell you, I live off of that product. It's my staple. I have for about 10 years now. I fasted on it for 30 days, and I don't need to lose weight, and I don't lose weight. I'll tell you, it's just a fabulous energy product, and it's just good, solid, whole food. mix it with fruit smoothie, and you'll have a wonderful thing. Get it by calling 888-508-4787 or go online at healthyworlddistributing.com. That's all one word, healthyworlddistributing.com. And then, as I mentioned, a lot of my material, archived articles, is on Tetrahedron, the publishing group, tetrahedron.org, and also check out drlenhorowitz.com. My privilege to be with you. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back. I've got one more show to do with BBS Radio next week, same time. Again, we're broadcasting now every Tuesday, 12 midnight East Coast time, 9 o'clock Pacific time, and in Hawaii, we are at 3 hours earlier, 6 o'clock at night. We start bbsradio.com. Hope everybody's healthy out there. Hope you're doing well by yourselves. Give yourselves a lot of love, self-care, and appreciate that holy spiritual filled temple that you have and been blessed with from birth. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.